You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and with me now in the studio is Kate Lochte.
Thank you, Austin. At this time, we're going to start talking about $500,000 in business loans. And our guests today are Purchase Area Development District Business Lending Director Marta Elliott. Hi, Marta.
Hi.
And District Director of Murray State University Small Business Development Center, Chris Wooldridge.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to both of you. You are partnering in making business loans available to small businesses through the Small Business Administration. And it's a cool program. Who would like to start describing what the program does? We'll start there, and we also want to talk about what your separate endeavors do, generally speaking.
Okay. Well, this loan amount is from SBA microloan funding. We applied for this funding last year for $500,000. This is to help small businesses in the 8 counties of Western Kentucky to be able to start up, expand, whatever they might need as far as like working capital or equipment. A lot of times businesses, banks do not want to fund smaller loans like this, so this is where we come in. We help the unbankable, or we partner with the bank to get projects done. So we're basically about job creation and helping people get loans for working capital or whatever they might need to operate day to day.
Give me a couple of four instances of businesses who you help.
We help mom and pops. Some people need $1,000 up to $5.5 million. It just depends on what their needs are. But this particular program is for $1,000 to $50,000. I've talked to several existing clients we already are working with, such as a funeral home, a photographer. They need some working capital to operate their day-to-day operations. They're on a month-to-month basis. They need some money to hold back, you know, to buy equipment, something breaks and they need to buy something new. So basically, that's what we do.
And they're considered unbankable because of lack of collateral?
Lack of collateral and sometimes their credit. Sometimes they file bankruptcy and banks won't even talk to them for 10 years until it's off their credit report. And we'll still talk to them.
Chris, how does the Small Business Development Center relate to this particular microloan program?
Our particular role here is to help the Purchase Area Development District and the clients that they identify pull together business plans, look at financials, do projections, and assist those clients in analyzing their particular project or the particular request for funding, and to run that through a fairly vigorous underwriting criteria, if you will, and be able to come back to both MARTA and the client and say, this is a deal that works, this is a good business model, or this is something that we see that might need some additional resources, or we need to look at this maybe in a different light. So it's really analyzing the business model from an overall picture, looking at, are they in the right location, who are their customers, do they realize who their competition is in a particular area, as well as looking at their financials, which really makes the deal work or not work from a loan aspect. And part of what MARTA is going to look at is do the financials make sense? Do they support the request? Is there the ability to repay? And so we look through those three-year projections of it in income statements. We look at balance sheets and break-evens and do sources and uses analysis. And we do those with the client so the client understands their business. It's not a here, SBDC, take this and run with it. It's we work with that client so that they understand their business and they understand the financials as we work through projections. And if it's an existing business, we can also look at typically the last 3 years' financial statements or tax returns, and we try to see if there are trends or if there are, whether they be good trends or bad trends or opportunities to improve the cash flow of the business or the profitability of the business. And so this particular loan may be really aiding that business in improving maybe its ratios or its profitability or its cash flow. So we worked with that client and with MARTA to kind of work together in making sure that whatever we both do in helping that client get that loan, that it works for that client, that we're not putting the client in a worse situation, that this actually is a business model that works and that the cash flows support the mission of that client and that they are successful.
And I bet you have success stories to share.
We do. But not with this particular loan fund. We have other loan funds. There's a client we're working with right now, me and Chris are working on together. It's a marina, and they're having trouble making their, you know, monthly payments and just cash flowing, and they also want to expand, and me and Chris are working together on that project to hopefully help this guy be able to pay his bills more easily and also be able to expand.
So this money is in play, Marta, and how does one apply?
All they have to do is call us, go to our website, purchaseareadevelopmentdistrict.org, or I'm sure you guys will have a link or something on your website. Or call Murray State, ask about the Small Business Development Center and see, and Chris knows where we're at. However you guys want to contact us, we're always available. People just show up at our office a lot of times, and we'll go down and talk to them. So,
yeah, Marta and I were chatting before the interview about the Purchase Area Development District and its overall services being quite remarkable, but perhaps not as known as possible. What is the overall purview of Purchase Area Development District?
We cover the 8 counties of Western Kentucky. We have several different kinds of services. We have a food bank. We have a housing department. We have a workforce investment department. We do GIS mapping. About all the money that comes from Frankfort to our 8 counties of Western Kentucky normally is filtered through our office one way or another, through the aging department. We do a lot of different things. There's about 60 employees. We all have our certain job description, and we work really hard to make the Purchase Area Development District better for our area.
As one of Kentucky's development districts, it's a function to really pull governmental leaders together to discuss community needs. And the small business development centers in Western Kentucky very much channel into what the Purchase Area Development District does, but have an expanded mission as well, another mission. How does your work in economic development or small business development, how does that play into the economic summit that we hosted at Murray State last fall?
Excellent question, and I appreciate, Kate, you helping draw that connection. The Economic Development Conference started off the initiative led by Dr. Tim Todd, Dean of the Byron Fine College of Business, as well as under the direction of Dr. Tim Miller, our interim president. And the vision here is that economic development is key to Murray State University and key to the region. As a regional university, how those counties perform economically is of dire interest to the university. So we seek those opportunities out to both be a catalyst and an activist, as Dr. Todd has said before, in making sure that we're doing all we can as a university within our region to help small businesses, to help medium-sized businesses, really to help any business develop and to expand and to grow and to create jobs. Jobs for the region, jobs for our students while they're in college, and jobs for our students when they graduate. The idea is to help keep our students here, and we do that through economic development. We do that through creating jobs and allowing them to stay here, building opportunities for them. So it's a academic and economic wheel, if you will. Driving those economic missions is part of the academic, and Murray State will always be focused on the academic teaching and learning aspect. But there's an economic component of that as well, and says that if we do both of those very well in our mission as a university, we can't help but be successful. So under the vision of Dr. Todd and Dr. Miller, that's what this initiative is, and this is what the partnership, this is exemplified by the partnerships that we see with the Purchase Area Development District, as well as the other ads that we have within the footprint of the university. We have offices in Owensboro, south to Hopkinsville, obviously in Murray as well as Paducah. So we work with a number of different economic development type organizations, the Penny Rile ad, the Green River ad, in finding how do we fit the university, not to drive that as a leader, but how do we become a partner in those regions and really helping drive small businesses. The SBDC here, Murray State's SBDC, has been here since 1981, and the mission has always been to provide planning and consulting and training services throughout the region. And so what we've done recently is really push into those regions and say, what can we do? And we're looking for those opportunities to bring that value to the table for all of our communities and say, what can we do to help either foster the development of small businesses, to look at existing businesses and see how we either stabilize them or expand them. And let's also look at our businesses that may be struggling. We've had quite a challenge since 2007 to 2008. So part of our mission here at the SBDC is to find those businesses as well and try to stabilize them, turn them around, and make them successful for the region. We are partly funded by SBA, which is a natural fit for the programs that SBA pushes out both to MARTA and to the other economic development agencies. They provide us some funding for the SBDC, and we also get tremendous support from our network, the Kentucky Small Business Development Center, which is located in Lexington and has other districts throughout the state that are serviced through different universities and different SBDCs. We're one of the oldest SBDCs in the Commonwealth. And it's through those partners of funding through SBA, through the support that we get from KSBDC, from the Kentucky Small Business Development Center, and through all of the partners that we have and the university's assets coming together to help economic development, help drive that economic development to build that foundation in our region that supports the academic programs and allows those students to say, hey, I want to stay in this region. I'm going to go to Murray State and get a degree, and then I'm going to come back to my hometown here in West Kentucky, and we're going to stay. And that, over time, should help lift the boat, so to speak, of all of the areas of our region in improving the quality of life. And, again, if folks stay here, hopefully they'll have children, and, of course, they'll want to send them to Murray State.
We're talking with District Director of the Murray State University Small Business Development Center, Chris Wildridge, and the Purchase Area Development District Business Lending Director, Marta Elliott. Marta, one more question. You guys have both been bankers. Mm-hmm. So you've both been in the position to turn people down. It must be very gratifying for you to be in a position to say yes.
It does. This job is wonderful. I'm thankful for the banking world where I came from because I have a different perspective on when clients come in. I feel like we really make a difference in this area. We help people that normally don't get financing. And if we can't help them, we refer them somewhere else. Or I sent them to Chris and I said, you know, I can't really help you until you have a business plan and a financial plan. How about you call Chris Wildridge at Murray State? It's free. People like to hear free. So, yes, I really do feel like we make a big difference in this area. And we can't help everybody, but we help as many people as we can. And it is a lot more fun.
Let me ask you finally as well to create a profile, again, of a person who would be interested in dipping into this $500,000 microloan program that you're administering.
Look right across the street. There's restaurants across the street. A lot of times bankers don't want to fund restaurants, and there's one particular right across the street that me and Chris helped together. So bankers see restaurants, motels, and industries like that as being very risky, and we can actually help them part of the time, more so than bankers can.
Bingo.
Yes.
There you go. So
yeah, and I would add to that that the bankers in our region are very excellent partners. We always look for an opportunity through the PAD and in the bankers that I work with. I come from the banking field as well, and I could not do this job if I did not have that banking background, because it gives me an opportunity, both having been a banker as well as a small business owner, to be able to say, I can relate to you on both sides of the desk, having made payroll and monitored inventory, as well as having to look at a business model and say, does this work or does it work? And the bankers in our area do a wonderful job of saying, you know, this may not be the best time to do this for these reasons. So a denial is not the end of the world, so to speak. I think our bankers work really hard to say, how do we find a solution? How do we find a way to make this work? Because no banker wants to put a client in a position where they are to fail, where there's not a chance of success. So I think our bankers in our region say, let's look at how we structure this. How do we make this work? Maybe the initial run at this deal may not have been the best way or the optimal way to look at it. So we work with our bankers. We work with the PAD and say, how do we structure whatever financing, capital injections, whatever needs to happen so that it's a win for the bank and it's a win for the client as well. And I think that's a good key. The financing aspect is always a challenge. And, of course, banking is similar to healthcare in that they're not want for any regulation. So the banker's challenged with how do I balance regulations with the demands in my community? And I think that our bankers do a wonderful job of that. So what we do, and Marta and I both work with the client's lender, the financial institution, and say, how do we partner with you? How do we get this client where they're bankable? How do we put a good asset on your books as a bank? How do we make a business position to work very well? And the 504 program that Marta processes and works through the purchase area is a great tool for that. So again, it's an opportunity for our bankers and for Murray State and for the PAD and the other regions to come together and say, maybe that first run at this may not have been the best structure, but let's see if there's a way to do that and make this business a success where everybody is contributing to the positive momentum.
Well, thank you so much, because I certainly didn't mean to cast aspersions on our local banking community. I really appreciate both of you being here, Marta Elliott and Chris Wildridge,
thank
and
you.
Hope you'll come
thank
again.
You.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.